Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Shaw. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Now, we're back on to the topic about some of those pesky little bugs, and you've got the alfalfa weevils you're talking about today.
Yeah, back to that time of year again. So, alfalfa weevil activity is running well ahead of normal, once again. So, that happened also last year. We just warmed up quicker than normal, so we're starting to see that activity a little bit quicker. As our temperatures continue to warm, guys, it's really time to get out there and start scouting for those alfalfa weevils. I have been in a few alfalfa fields and have found some, which matches the report that Jeff Whitworth, K-State's entomologist, he was scouting along I-70, but he was really out looking at some of the frost damage that we had about 10 days after that March 16th really cold snap that we had. And what he found was about 50 to 70% of the foliage was affected or burnt back due to that cold snap. But he also found that while he's seen activity on some of those burnt leaves from alfalfa weevil, he couldn't find the adult. So he's thinking that that probably set those weevil back a little bit because of that cold snap. But we are starting already to see the young larva emerging again. So it's not at high enough levels right now that he reported to go out and spray up there. But we need to be on the lookout because as moisture continues to be in the forecast for us, nice seasonal temperatures, we're going to see some of that development of those larvae and some more damage. So what do the alfalfa weevil look like? They're fairly small. They're only about 3/16 of an inch. They're a light brown. They've got a dark stripe that really runs down the middle of their back. And if you're kind of playing around in the alfalfa and you find one, they're very quickly going to kind of fall down and try to hide themselves. They don't like being disturbed a whole lot. The eggs themselves are laid inside the stems of that alfalfa, so we're probably not going to find the eggs unless we cut open those stems, but we are going to start seeing some of those larvae, okay? So those larvae are real, like they're a light green, legless, they've got black heads, and a white stripe that runs down the middle of their back. Again, fairly small, only about a quarter of an inch long. Some other little things that you might find would be like a loosely woven web or kind of a cocoon looking deal. You're going to find that really at the ground level along some of that other leaf litter that would be on the ground. The damage, depending on if you're looking at it in the field or if you're driving down the highway, is going to look a little different. When you're driving down the highway and you see an alfalfa field that has a silvery or a frosted look to it, that's probably the alfalfa damage there, or alfalfa weevil damage, excuse me. If you're looking in the field, it's going to just be the feeding on those leaves themselves that we are going to see. So there are some cultural practices. Grazing your alfalfa in the fall or in the winter can help us get rid of some of those eggs because we're eating them or getting them away, as well as rolling. So you can take some kind of a roller and roll it over your alfalfa in the winter. That just is going to crush the eggs. The results, research-wise, is pretty inconsistent. We don't see that it really plays that big of a factor there. There are some also natural enemies, but they aren't at high enough levels to keep out the alfalfa weevil here in Kansas. Really, our best bets are timely cutting and insecticide applications. And the insecticide applications need to be made on a stem count, okay? So you're going to go out and scout those fields, and if you find one or two larvae per stem, you're going to want to go ahead and probably treat those that field. But when we treat, we really need to go out and we need to go back to those fields after spraying. We are starting to see some resistance to some insecticides that started back in 2020 and has slowly gotten worse every year. So we need to make sure after we spray, we're getting good control over these weevil because they're really going to be only here for the first cutting. So need to make sure we are scouting heavily for them and then make sure after we spray that we got good control. That leads me into my last topic. Not only could we have insecticide resistance there, it could have been you just didn't use enough water. So research is showing that if you have 7-inch tall alfalfa, you need to use 10 to 12 gallons of water per acre. If that alfalfa is 8 to 15 inches, that water usage goes up to 15 to 20 gallons. And if it's over 15 inches tall, guys, we really need to be using 20 gallons of water per acre to get good control. I think some of our issues, we want to use drones, and I'm a big advocate for trying to use drones when we can, but drones are only going to be used about a gallon and a half, maybe 2 gallons of water per acre. I'm not saying you can't get good control with that, but that is significantly less than what we'd be putting on if we were using a ground rig. So if you're using a drone, you really need to make sure that we're getting good control of those weevils. So anyways, guys, if you have questions, you want to give me a phone call, the office number is 785-448-6826.
Keeping everybody informed. It's coming up Monday morning at 6:40. Frontier Extended District Family Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.